Loss of hearing is a real problem if you're a radio announcer like me. I mean, you wear headphones, you tend to have them cranked up a bit higher than what you should, so that way we can hear everything that's going on. And I know my contract actually says that it is my responsibility to make sure I don't go deaf. It's not my employer's, it's mine. About a year and a half ago, it was late 2019, I had my hearing tested. It was actually all right, which I was surprised about. But I read this article in The Age today and it concerned me because it says that if you consistently struggle to hear or to follow a conversation in a noisy place, like a restaurant, for example, it could mean that you have an increased risk of dementia. And I do often struggle to follow what people are saying in noisy places, and I don't want to get dementia. Our next guest is a senior research audiologist from the Ear Science Institute of Australia, Dr. Donna Jayakode. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Tom.
Well, as I said, I had my hearing tested at that ear place in East Melbourne. I mean, maybe you know it. No, it's actually in Fitzroy. It's just off Victoria Parade. And they said about late 2019, my hearing was actually pretty good. It hasn't deteriorated much. But I do struggle a bit in noisy places to hear what people are saying. I mean, is this something about which I should be concerned?
Yes, you should be concerned if you are struggling to hear in noisy places. It's because it's now official that hearing loss is the number one risk factor for dementia. And one in six Australians, that means one in six of your listeners, Tom, may have some sort of a hearing loss. So they need to do something about it as soon as possible.
Right, but is it the hearing loss that leads to dementia, or is if you are at risk of getting dementia, does that tend to affect your hearing at a young age?
Well, we don't know about the causal relationship. We know that hearing loss increases the risk of dementia, not only dementia, but social isolation, loneliness, mental distress, frailty. Together, they all increases the risk of dementia.
So what can I do? I mean, it is difficult with the job that I have. You know, I wear headphones close to 3 hours a day, although I take them off in the ad break. So what else can I do?
Well, it's really important. First step is to get your hearing tested,
right,
and then have a discussion with your audiologist about possible solutions for your hearing loss.
But is there anything I can do to get it back, or do I have to start wearing a hearing aid at some stage?
If it is a sensory neural hearing loss, that means it is irreversible, you will have to start wearing hearing aids.
Right, okay. That sounds good. Is there anything else I can do?
If the hearing loss is due to some sort of a medical condition, well, there is medical treatments available, but most of the time, hearing loss that we see is irreversible. So that means, you know, hearing loss and hearing implants are the solution.
I find my hearing is a lot worse with women's voices. Is that just me being sexist, or is that a real thing?
No, that's a real thing, because especially age-related hearing loss starts affecting the high-pitched sounds or high-frequency sounds. So women, we do have a high-pitched sound. So.
All right. Okay, well, I better go and get checked out and see what I can do at this end. Look, I appreciate your time. Dr. Donna Jayakode, Senior Research Audiologist from the Ear Science Institute Australia. Well, not much good news for me there. 96900 693 1313 32. But in all seriousness, it is something I get concerned about. I find noisy places hard to carry on a conversation.